Hi, we are
Sam,
Katie,
and Michaela from Castleton, and you are listening to
WGXC ACRA
on 90.7 FM. Keep on smiling.
Network, this is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network. Network.
I'm Tom Rowe in Acre, and you've tuned into the WGXC Morning Show. Today we have all sorts of sounds for you, some radio tuning around the dial and the phone and the shortwave radio and more. We'll also hear national headlines from the Public News Service and the local Better Weather from the Catskill Makers Syndicate. And all starts after the local news and after Jason Martin from Troy has finished singing this song on the WGXC Morning Show. Stay tuned.
This is the news. This is the news. This is the network, network.
On air, in air, waves controlled. On air, in air, channel connection. And the moon turns to blood. A stream runs through. This is the network, network.
This is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network, network. This is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network. Network.
And the moon turns the blood. A stream runs through. And the moon turns the blood. This is the network. Network. And the moon turns the blood. A stream runs through. And the moon turns the blood. This is the network. Network.
This is the news.
This is the network.
We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin.
Stay tuned to this station.
Stand by for news.
Direct via satellite from our on-the-spot task force.
Good evening from our newsroom in New York.
This is
Daily News and Weather Report.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant.
This is Tom Rowe. You can go to the newsroom at WGXC.org for more information about anything you hear here. Jeanette Wolfberg reports for the Columbia paper that Columbia County officials are considering a proposal that would consolidate the county's Meals on Wheels facilities into one location and move the Office for the Aging and Healthcare Consortium offices from Hudson to Ghent. Quote, "We're looking at a very large project," unquote, acknowledged County Engineer Raymond Jerkowski at the County Board of Supervisors' November meeting. The Meals on Wheels program currently operates out of four sites: kitchen in Philmont, extra coolers in a public works building on Route 23B, extra coolers in the public safety building on Industrial Tract Road in Greenport, and the Office for the Aging at 325 Columbia Street in Hudson. The roof, plumbing, and heating at the Philmont building where the program's kitchen is housed have been declared at the end of their useful life. And the storage areas already have, quote, boxes on top of boxes on top of boxes, unquote, because of space limitations. What's more, the number of meals the program produces has risen 25% in the past 5 years, said Office for the Aging Director Kevin McDonald. For those reasons, officials believe it would be useful to combine all Meals on Wheels operations at one location, with structures in good condition and ample room for storage, coolers, vehicles, and expansion. Officials appear to be leaning toward construction of a new building on a 6-acre parcel adjacent to the County Commerce Park to house Meals on Wheels, the Office for the Aging, and the Healthcare Consortium as well. Some elected officials have also raised the possibility of other county departments making the move to Ghent as well. Hudson Third Ward Supervisor Michael Chimidi said conversations with the public and the affected departments will be needed to weigh options. Quote, "We have to consider how it will impact the public. The ultimate goal is the public good," unquote. Read more about the story in the Columbia paper.
Roger Hannigan-Gilson reports in the Times Union that Ulster County's independent committee tasked with drawing new district lines for the county legislature unveiled a new map December 21st to replace the one thrown out by a judge earlier this month. State Supreme Court Justice Kevin R. Bryant threw out the first map because it did, and I quote, "not comply with mandatory state requirements for redistricting," end quote. Member Travick Rask's map was chosen. Rask said, and I quote, Hopefully, this is a happy medium for everybody, end quote. A public hearing will be held at 5:15 p.m. December 27th on the proposed map in the Ulster County Legislative Chambers, and then the committee tentatively plans to meet on December 29th to make modifications. The committee has until January 3rd to approve a map, or a special master will be appointed by the court to choose the new legislative lines for the 2023 legislative elections. And you can read the full story in the Times Union.
The Berkshire Eagle is reporting several new Lebanon families on December 23rd were forced out of their homes as a result of a crash caused by icy roads and out-of-control tractor-trailers slamming into two buildings near Town Hall during a winter storm. According to New Lebanon Town Clerk Marcy Robertson, quote, there was a horrible accident yesterday across from the Town Hall where a giant tanker truck lost control on the icy road and hit two buildings, unquote. There were no injuries, but several families were forced to flee without anything but what they had on them. Families were displaced for Christmas, Robertson said in an email. Quote, we have taken care of them, getting them a place to stay, but they had to leave with the clothes on their back and they have nothing. They basically need everything from clothing to toiletries to food, unquote. She said the displaced have asked for gift cards for groceries and other supplies. Maverick Sandwich Shop on Route 20 has offered to collect donations for the families and asked that people drop them off when the shop is open between 6 a.m. and 4 p.m. all this week. Quote, we are so grateful to live in such an amazing community where so many people have reached out asking how they can help, unquote, Robertson said. Read more about this story in the Berkshire Eagle.
Mid-Hudson News reports that Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro has formally submitted his letter of resignation to County Clerk Brad Kendall. Molinaro leaves office at 11:59 a.m. on January 3rd after 11 years as county executive. The Republican will then represent New York's new 19th congressional district in Congress. Molinaro beat Democrat Josh Riley in November. Molinaro said his tenure as county executive, and I quote, has been the opportunity of a lifetime working alongside some 1,800 dedicated men and women who comprise our county workforce, end quote. Molinaro will be replaced by Deputy County Executive William O'Neill until the general election in 2023 when voters choose who runs Dutchess County. Read the full story at Mid-Hudson News.
Brian Hubert is reporting in the Daily Freeman about plans to restore the circa 1885 Ann Oliver House at 5 Broadhead Avenue in New Paltz to house the Dr. Margaret Wade Lewis Black History Cultural Center, moved forward after the project was awarded more than $250,000 in state grants. Village Mayor Tim Rogers said the $200,000 grant from the New York State Dorm Authority was awarded after State Senator Michelle Hinchey secured a $61,000 grant for the project. Rogers said the village currently owns the historic home but plans to turn it over to the center. S.E. Lewis, a New Paltz town board member and attorney, serves as steward of the house. Lewis said the two grants go a long way towards the $600,000 cost of restoring the home that was once set to be demolished. Quote, the floodgates have opened, it appears, unquote, Lewis said. Quote, the home was built in 1885 by New Paltz carpenter Jacob Weinkoop for Ann Oliver, the widow of Richard Oliver, a Black Civil War veteran who died in 1865 after contracting malaria. Weinkoop was born free in 1829 to Thomas and Jane Deo Weinkoop, who were formerly enslaved people. Lewis said the restoration must begin with the foundation, a $60,000 project in itself. She said the two grants would allow for this work as well as the gutting of the inside of the home. Rogers said the village has forwarded on a letter of intent to the state's Restore New York Communities initiative, seeking upward of $585,000 for the projects. Lewis said the center will not only house exhibits on Black residents from New Paltz's past, like Jack Weinkoop, Ann Oliver, and Fulton Cox, but it will host programs. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman.
The religious equality organization American Atheists condemned New York's Governor Kathy Hochul's veto of the Secular Recovery Bill, A8163/S7313. The Secular Recovery Bill would require courts to inform New Yorkers of their constitutional right to object to religious 12-step programs such as Alcoholics Anonymous and instead participate in non-religious substance abuse treatment programs. Allison Gill, Vice President for Legal and Policy at American Atheist on December 23rd said, and I quote, Very often we hear from people trapped in court-ordered substance abuse programs that force religion on them. It's already difficult to recover from addiction. But suffering through unwanted religious indoctrination at the same time makes recovery so much more difficult. New Yorkers need to know that it is their constitutional right to attend a secular program before it's too late and they're stuck in a program that violates their freedom of religion. End quote. The Freedom From Religion Foundation also denounced Hochul's veto. Freedom From Religion Foundation co-president Annie Laurie Taylor says, and I quote, "It's disheartening to see secular individuals required to attend a religious recovery program. The separation of church and state must include secular addiction recovery resources in the public realm." End quote.
And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day.
And now, here is your WGXC weather update. Your forecast for the next 2 days. Well, on Tuesday, sunny with a high near 31 degrees. Tuesday night, partly cloudy with a temperature low of around 16 degrees. And on Wednesday, partly sunny with a high near 37 degrees. And Wednesday night, mostly cloudy with a temperature low of around 23 degrees. And that is your weather update from WGXC, 90.7 FM, radio for open ears in Greene and Columbia counties.
On Tuesday, December 27th, tune in to all sorts of creative community voices on 90.7 FM WGXC, including Corey McClaskin from Catskill at 10 a.m. on the Forgotten Geek Show. 11 a.m., it's time for Early Electro Mix with Philip Petit and experimental electronic music from the 1950s to the 1980s. Then Overlooked from Rob Saffer is on after the local news at noon, and he's got 21 great songs from 2022, 2 hours on the radio. The Radio Art Hour is on at 3. Dim the Lights with Jenny and Amanda is on at 7, where Amanda Lees and Jenny Getty discuss the latest local movie scene. Mostly Singles plays 78s with Michael Wilde live in the WGXC Hudson studio. And then Dan Seward is also live in Hudson with the Battlefield Earth Show at 10 p.m. on 90.7 FM WGXC.
Get a local event mentioned on All Together Now. Go to WGXC.org and click on Add an Event at the top of the page. And copy and paste the information about your event in the boxes. Let's all get involved in our community. See what's going on at WGXC.org in the community calendar.
There is a Rock Against Racism event. The Avalon Lounge in Catskill on January 6th. The event organizers write, quote, "The Winter Solstice Rock Against Racism show is geared to be a stance of resistance against racism in the modern age and stomach from the great and long-lost punk rock tradition," unquote. WGXC will have a live web stream of the performances from Dark Hippie, Phantom Sleaze, World Sucks, RBNX, Jay Woodruff from Of the Atlas, Icebox Cake, and MC Jack Lizard. That is on Friday, January 6th at the Avalon Lounge in Catskill. Turn out or tune into a live WGXC.org web stream. Go to the WGXC community calendar at WGXC.org for more information.
Welcome to 2022 Talks, where we are following our democracy in historic times.
Their plan is plain as day. Republicans want to ban abortion in every single state, and they want to punish doctors.
Senator Patty Murray of Washington rallied fellow Democrats earlier this year following a Republican proposal to ban abortion nationwide after 15 weeks. Voters chose to protect abortion access via ballot measures in five states. Abortion rights advocates say they're planning another round of ballot measures for 2024. Special interest groups broke their record for the most ever spent on a midterm election in 2022. Rhode Island Democratic Senator Sheldon Whitehouse says dark money has driven Congress into servitude to corporations.
In my view, anytime we are not talking about this, we are losing.
The Open Secrets website reports politically connected dark money groups steered nearly $300 million from secret donors into federal elections this year. That paid for often negative campaign ads with little to no meaningful disclosure. 2022 was a record-breaking year for female gubernatorial candidates, including Arkansas Republican Governor-elect Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
I like to say I think my dad's the best governor Arkansas's ever had, and I'm hoping to take that title away from him pretty soon.
12 women will serve in the office next year in three states for the first time. Maura Healey of Massachusetts and Tina Kotek of Oregon will become the first openly lesbian women ever elected governor.
Mocha Grande Double Union Busters, we've got trouble.
Unionized Starbucks workers in New Jersey joined a nationwide strike in November, citing the company's anti-union tactics. The National Labor Relations Board reports a nearly 60% increase in the number of union elections in 2022, with unions winning 3 out of 4. Gallup polling also shows Americans' view of unions has reached its highest point in more than half a century.
You have to act as if it were possible to radically transform the world, and you have to do it all the time.
National Education Association President Becky Pringle says public school teachers face post-pandemic learning gaps and an unprecedented mental health crisis among America's students. National assessments show historic declines in math and writing with widespread anxiety and depression. World governments have agreed to conserve nearly a third of Earth's lands and waters as part of a broader UN effort to preserve the loss of vital plant and animal species. A landmark deal brokered at a UN biodiversity conference in Montreal arrived as roughly 1 million species, an eighth of the worldwide total, face extinction, according to the UN. I'm Catherine Carley for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.
I'm Tom Roof from Wave Farm with the Daily Radio News. Democrats end the year in Congress again without confirming President Joe Biden's nominee for the Federal Communications Commission. Biden nominated Gigi Sohn in October 2021, but since the U.S. Senate has yet to vote on the nomination, the FCC is deadlocked with 2 Democrats and 2 Republicans, so nothing much gets done. CEO Chris Lewis of consumer advocacy group Public Knowledge said in October, quote, "It has been a year since President Biden nominated Gigi Sohn to the FCC, which itself was 10 months into the first term of the Biden administration. It is long past to vote on Ms. Sohn's nomination and confirm her to the FCC, where she can put her decades of experience to work for American consumers," unquote. Sohn co-founded the Public Knowledge Activist Group in 2001 and was chief there until taking a position as counselor for then-FCC Chair Tom Wheeler in 2013. Corporations such as Comcast have lobbied against Sohn to keep from being regulated, and Republican Texas Senator Ted Cruz claimed Sohn would censor conservatives, even if executives at radical right-wing news networks Newsmax and One America News Network support Sohn's nomination and praise her longtime commitment to free speech. Nothing has been reported about any Biden administration efforts to get a vote on a Sohn nomination in many months. Go to waveform.org for more radio news.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Tuesday, December 27th. Local early morning temperatures range from 15 degrees in Phoenicia to 24 in most points along the river, including Red Hook and Kinderhook. Regional average soil temperature is 34 degrees. Closest likely snowfall will be over the Adirondacks today. Over here, things are average, with no precipitation till the weekend. Okay? You can turn me off now, boring numbers to follow. Next few days will be cloudy, calm, and common as far as temperatures are concerned. Today, a high of 32 happens at 2 p.m. Watch for surface ice in the afternoon. Some lake effect flakes could fall today, but won't add up to anything. Overnight dips to 19 degrees, then bounces back, hitting 37 tomorrow afternoon. 26 degrees overnight takes us into an even warmer Thursday with a high of 44. Overnight isn't even expected to hit freezing. Friday, we're looking at 48 degrees for a high. Sunset today will be at 4:16 p.m. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 7:19 a.m. Looking way up, we see sun is getting angry. 45% chance of M-class flares and 15% chance of X-class. The aurora oval is strong and pushing towards its average southern limit. Solar wind speed is currently 527.5 kilometers per second at 0.7 protons per milliliter. Radio propagation conditions are currently fair below 4 MHz till dark and fair across the board overnight. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 5. Storm level. The current sunspot number is 96. And this has been The Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Maker Syndicate.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Daniel Rue of Tivoli, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by Sun Common, supporting vibrant communities across New York for over 15 years. Offering custom solar installations for homes, farms, and businesses. Information at suncommon.com.
After a long absence on local stages, Catskill's Brian DeWan is performing back locally again on Thursday, December 22nd. It's his annual holiday program, and this year it is at the Avalon Lounge in Catskill from 7 to 9 p.m. on Thursday, December 22nd. WGXC should have a live webcast of the performance. It may also be on the FM airwaves. So tune in or turn out to the Avalon Lounge in Catskill Thursday, December 22nd for Catskill's Brian DeWan's return to local stages and his annual holiday show Thursday, December 22nd at the Avalon Lounge.
The sun is a mass of incandescent gas, a gigantic nuclear furnace, where hydrogen is built into helium at a temperature of millions of degrees.
Oh, Helios. Oh, yellow star. Oh, glowing sphere. Gleaming beacon. Brilliant flaming orb. Giver of light, warmth, and radio. Yes, it's true. WGXC's brand new solar panels are installed and ready for deployment, where they'll be calling on the free and plentiful rays of the sun to bring our station close to full sustainability.
To make WGXC a solar-powered radio station.
We are going solar, and WGXC will be a solar-powered community radio station, getting our power from the sun rather than foreign despots.
WGXC loves the sun, and we're going to love it even more now that WGXC is going solar.
Here's Hudson Valley singer-songwriter Lorcan O'Reilly, his song Landscapes from his 2018 album Heaven Depends.
From the foothills of the highlands to the border I've run, under dark clouds my father went wild. On my shoulders I've anchored a little sailboat, for Lord, you see, I'm a runaway child. Now there's two which ways any circle can take. One turns around while another's embrace, and it's two which ways any strength can lead. So for now we'll move through the age of uncertainty. It's gather all your windfall and we'll set out to begin. See, I'm building me a landscape with offcuts and ends, past state lines where the field's been cleared and the birds cry around, circle high, disappear.
And you are listening. You're listening to 90.7 90.7 WGXC Acre, Catskills. Today, East Durham.
Hudson Valley-based band Garcia Peoples perform Saturday, January 14th at Tubby's in Kingston. Garcia Peoples was formed in New Jersey by guitarist Tom Malak and Danny Arakaki, and later joined by Danny's brother Caesar on drums and Derek Spaldo on bass. Then they moved to the Hudson Valley and are now joined by keyboardist and multi-instrumentalist Pat Gubler from Copake and bassist Andy Cush. Garcia Peoples play at Tubby's in Kingston on Saturday, January 14th. Find out more about this event and many others on the WGXC community calendar online at wgxc.org.
Let's say it has not been raining for a while. Anaerobic bacterium. Growing.
Here comes the call.
Welcome to 2022 Talks, where we are following our democracy in historic times.
Their plan is plain as day. Republicans want to ban abortion in every single state, and they want to punish doctors.
Senator Patty Murray of Washington rallied fellow Democrats earlier this year following a Republican proposal to ban abortion nationwide after 15 weeks. Voters chose to protect abortion access via ballot measures in five states. Abortion rights advocates say they're planning another round of ballot measures for 2024. Special interest groups broke their record for the most ever spent on a midterm election in 2022. Rhode Island Democratic Senator Sheldon Whitehouse says dark money has driven Congress into servitude to corporations.
In my view, anytime we are not talking about this, we are losing.
The Open Secrets website reports politically connected dark money groups steered nearly $300 million from secret donors into federal elections this year. That paid for often negative campaign ads with little to no meaningful disclosure. 2022 was a record-breaking year for female gubernatorial candidates, including Arkansas Republican Governor-elect Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
I like to say I think my dad's the best governor Arkansas has ever had, and I'm hoping to take that title away from him pretty soon.
12 women will serve in the office next year in three states for the first time. Maura Healey of Massachusetts and Tina Kotek of Oregon will become the first openly lesbian women ever elected governor.
Mocha, grande, double, Union Busters, we've got trouble.
Unionized Starbucks workers in New Jersey joined a nationwide strike in November, citing the company's anti-union tactics. The National Labor Relations Board reports a nearly 60% increase in the number of union elections in 2022, with unions winning 3 out of 4. Gallup polling also shows Americans' view of unions has reached its highest point in more than half a century.
You have to act as if it were possible to radically transform the world, and you have to do it all the time.
National Education Association President Becky Pringle says public school teachers face post-pandemic learning gaps and an unprecedented mental health crisis among America's students. National assessments show historic declines in math and writing with widespread anxiety and depression. World governments have agreed to conserve nearly a third of Earth's lands and waters as part of a broader UN effort to preserve the loss of vital plant and animal species. A landmark deal brokered at a UN biodiversity conference in Montreal arrived as roughly 1 million species, an eighth of the worldwide total, face extinction, according to the UN. I'm Catherine Carley for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. First, a headline. Congress has passed the Electoral Count Reform Act as part of the $1.7 trillion federal spending bill awaiting President Biden's signature this week. This is the most significant democracy reform of the year and helps prevent another subversion attempt in our presidential election process. This week, we're going to recap some of the 2022 democracy wins and losses around the U.S. The Center for Public Integrity reports that 26 states, quote, worsened equity in voting and representation. 20 states and Washington, D.C. improved access to elections, and 4 states didn't change much. Among these states adding restrictions, 14 added enhanced election policing, with Florida adding an election division to their state police force, and several other states elevating voting infractions to felony offenses. Texas has already proposed a 2023 bill for its own election police force. Ballot drop boxes and dropping off another person's ballot also came under attack in several states, mostly due to former President Trump's accusations and a debunked documentary called 2000 Mules, which suggested that drop boxes were used to drop fraudulent ballots. 19 states restricted who could drop off a ballot. In a multi-state investigation, the Associated Press reported that no significant voter fraud occurred as a result of the use of drop boxes. Articles and details at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
You wake up and